Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Farish Friday, as we go from him in Trump mode to his opinions and takes on the stories of the day that matter. Let's actually start with that story on the border wall. We played a clip of that earlier this morning on the cut sheet where you can see the stockpiled pieces of the wall that are now being shipped out and reportedly being sold for as low as $5 a piece. If that isn't one of the biggest FUs from the outgoing administration to an incoming administration, I don't know what is, Sean.
$5 a piece, right? So, all right, so here we go, because this is how I think. I'm a capitalist, so I'm about to go buy some wall and sell it back to the government, right? So at a little, at $10 a piece, right?
There you go.
And I'll say the Mr. President, I'll give you a great deal, $10 a piece, right? Even though I paid $5 a piece. Yep. He'll say, that's out of the deal. Beautiful job. This is one of the, and they were doing this for the duration of the administration, from what I understand. I remember this story, or a story similar to this, you know, either a few years ago, maybe last year, the year before, where there were just pieces of the wall sitting unused and they were just selling it for pennies on the dollar. I mean, and you know, the border is an issue. We just had Tom Holman in Tennessee a couple of days ago. He spoke to a group out here in Franklin, Tennessee. And, you know, he kept saying how mad he's getting over the border, the drugs that are coming in, the trafficking of children, of women, of drugs, the violent criminals that are coming in, the terrorists that are coming in. And you have this, and they know, the regime knows, right? The Biden administration and all these folks, they know, and they don't care. And now they're taking the material that's going to be used to secure the border, and they're giving it away. So It just shows you the priorities of this administration. It's not for us. It's not for our safety. And we got to make it the next 38 days. That's all. We'll see.
That's
but,
right.
You know, it's terrible. It really is.
And speaking of making it for 38 more days, Christopher Wray did not make it for 38 more days as he resigns before Trump can fire him. Obviously, Kash Patel in the bullpen basically warming up. Your thoughts on Wray's resignation, who I don't know what the motive is other than maybe I'm just going to take my own political life before you can snatch it away from me. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, according to an article on Red State that I read yesterday, so Wray, obviously, you know, he's doing the whole, well, you didn't fire me, I quit,
yep,
which is, you know, common. But he's also apparently elevating loyalists into senior leadership and executive level positions within the FBI to kind of lay traps or keep himself as entrenched in the FBI and his philosophies as entrenched in the FBI as possible. Now, if Patel can go in and fire them, so that won't necessarily be something that holds him back, but I'm happy to see him go, especially after yesterday's story about how there were 26 FBI informants that we now know of on the ground in January 6th. And they say that they weren't authorized to go inside the Capitol. They weren't authorized to go on the quote unquote restricted grounds, near the Capitol building on January 6th, except they all went there and three of them or four of them went in and they're not being prosecuted, but they weren't authorized to do it. So it's just what the FBI has become. It's, you know, I remember when you're walking around, running around as kids, right? You're talking about, let's play cops and robbers and I'm an FBI agent and it's just super cool. And now it's like, now the FBI has kind of been flipped on its head. It's they're the enemies of the people now. And I don't want that to be the case. I like law enforcement.
Yeah.
Like I want my law enforcement agencies to be people that we can look to and look up to and trust. It's going to take a long time. I mean, I love Cash Patel. Don't get me wrong. But it's going to take a long time for them to undo that with the American people. Just because he's in charge, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean that these are people that can be trusted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hopefully he can weed out all these bad guys and gut the FBI, clean house,
yep,
and start from scratch with the right type of people.
It's amazing. I'm glad you brought that up because I'm super, super pro law enforcement. And it's weird because at the local level, still have tremendous respect for police officers,
oh, yeah,
especially in the post-defund the police era the last 4 years. I love state troopers, love the state police. But as you get up to the federal level, that's where the disdain comes in because of the weaponization, the politicization of it all. And I'm glad you brought up the FBI report from yesterday, because the way the media is covering this is so predictable and typical. Axios, with their headline, is as follows, and I want to get your thoughts on this compared to the fact that there were actually 26 informants there. Axios says in their tweet of the story, and they're getting roasted in the replies, there were no undercover FBI employees at the U.S. Capitol or rally at the Ellipse on January 6, 2021, according to a new watchdog report that further debunks conspiracy theories that law enforcement instigated the deadly riot. Dawn always talks about bias and bias by omission and slants. That right there would make it seem like, oh, all of us are so crazy. But when you actually, like you said, read the report, it reveals that there was 26 FBI informants that were there. So, yes, according to Axios, yeah, you don't need to have these, quote, undercover FBI employees when you have 26 paid informants on the ground.
Yeah, well, NBC News did the same thing. And, you know, I think before the president-elect jumped on, you were talking about a female who's reporting on the Luigi Mangione thing, and that is just sick. The people like, oh, what a hero. I'm like, no, that's not Batman. He's that guy. I think Luigi Mangione is one of these like super smart, manipulative, like potential,
yep,
lifetime criminal type guys.
Amen.
I mean, he gives me,
yep,
that vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Walking into the jail, mm-hmm, screaming, this is unjust. And then you had, and I can't believe it, there are people that I respect, and I'll get back to the point in a minute, but there are people that like I actually respect in the space, in the media space, who are like, well, what do we have here? His lawyer says nothing links him to the crime. What else is his lawyer supposed to say? he's guilty.
Yep.
Come on. I mean, OJ's lawyer said he was innocent, too.
True. You know
what I mean? Like,
yep.
I mean, come on.
Yep.
Right. But you were talking about women in media, which then you brought up Axios, whose CEO is the most effeminate man this side of Justin Trudeau, where a couple of weeks ago he went, well, it's not fair that Elon says you're the media. Being,
oh, yeah,
a reporter is hard.
Vandehei.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
Vandehei.
Jim,
yeah.
Vandehei.
Yeah.
You log in to your email, right? You get the DNC talking points, and now you're a reporter. That's how it goes at Axios, right? That's what it is. But NBC News did the same thing yesterday. I read up about this IG report. I said, let me see what they're saying. The report, this is from their article, says this details from the report will almost certainly fuel the Fedsurrection narrative. This is their word. So they're priming you, and they're basically shaming people like us reading this article. But then when you read a paragraph down, it says that 26 confidential human sources were in Washington. None of them were authorized to enter the Capitol building, but four of them did. How is this? How are we supposed to interpret this, right? After saying for years that, hey, I think there might have been some feds involved with some of the folks that were walking into the Capitol. No, that's a conspiracy theorist. No, that's a deep fake or whatever, the misinformation, disinformation, Russia, China, Iran, whatever country you want to blame it on. You're a conspiracy theorist. And then here's NBC News going, well, the FBI said nobody was there, but there were actually people there, and oh, they went in, and this is sure to fuel Fedsurrection narratives. Yes, because this is what we've been saying for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. There's a total of 13 confidential human sources entered the restricted area around the Capitol, but the FBI said they weren't supposed to do that, but they did it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how else are we supposed to interpret that? Yeah, they were involved. I don't know if they were the ones who, quote unquote, caused it or sparked it or incited it based off of this report, based off of other things that I've heard from people on that day. Yeah, it's possible. But this does not go far enough for me to clean up the FBI's potential involvement. It only, as NBC News admits, it only makes it worse.
Yep. Yep, I totally agree. Sean Farish is joining us, as he does every Friday here on Kale & Company on Talk Radio 1210. So let's get to another verdict, and this was of the not guilty variety, as Daniel Penny acquitted not only of the manslaughter, which was the more severe charge, but also the criminal homicide and the negligence attached to that. He walks a free man. I thought he came off really impressively. I actually watched the full version of his interview with the judge on FoxNation.com last night. Your thoughts on the fallout from this story? You've got Jamal Bowman tweeting about white supremacy. To me, this was, I really thought, an open and shut case of a good Samaritan, a good person. Your takeaways to this verdict that came down this week?
Yeah, all the normal suspects, right? The Joy Reeds of the world, the Jamal Bowmans of the world, the Jasmine Crockett. You know what I call her, by the way? We have a new nickname. Uh-oh. We call her Nurse Ratchet. Okay, that's what we call her. She's horrible. You know, she's with the eyelashes. If she blinks too fast, she'll fly away with those eyelashes. But you have her, and this is my problem, right? With Bowman, Joy Reed, yeah. Jasmine Crockett, Hawk Newsom outside of the courthouse. Talking about the not guilty verdict.
Hawk Newsom.
Yes, he's the activist that we call
him.
In the
by
big
the way,
take.
We call him Hawk Tua Newsom. Where did she go? Well, where'd she go? By the way, the meme coin that wasn't very good. But
you didn't buy any of that, by the way, did you?
No, just no. See, I'm smart when it comes to crypto. All right, I saw that and I went, oh, that's a rug pull.
This is my life savings.
You are an idiot if you bought this. She got famous for saying something like Hawk Tua. You're going to trust her with your life savings? You deserve to lose it all. By the way, build up your life savings again, then give it to me, okay? Because if you're that stupid, you might do it. But here we go. So you have all these people who are making a big deal about the Jordan Neely case. Jordan Neely's father, oh, I miss my son. Well, why was your son on the streets? I understand sometimes you can't help it. Sometimes your kid goes down a bad path, right? But like, where were you to prevent it? You know, you're only out here now because a white guy, you know, you think a white guy killed him, but the court decided it didn't. And obviously when Daniel Penny released him, he was still alive. How about the fact that Jordan Neely was high on a substance called K2, which is synthetic marijuana, in a city, New York City, where there's real marijuana everywhere? Why do you need the fake stuff when you could literally just walk around and get a contact high? You don't even have to smoke in New York City anymore. You can just walk around and breathe and you'll be stoned by the time you get to the other side of the city. But, you know, my biggest point was this. If Jordan Neely was killed by an illegal alien, they wouldn't be saying anything.
Nope.
Right.
No.
It's not about Jordan Neely. It's not about black lives. It's about the narrative. Right. If it was about black lives back in 2020, then we would have heard the name Horace Lorenzo Anderson Jr. more times than we did. He was a 19-year-old African-American male who was murdered. Well, he was killed in some sort of maybe it was a murder. Maybe it was. But in the Chaz Chop Zone in Seattle, he got hurt in some sort of a fight and EMS couldn't get there in time and he died. That's a black man who died in the Chaz Chop Zone in Seattle because emergency services couldn't get in because all cops were bad back in 2020. Right.
Yep.
Rachel Morin, Lakin Riley, Kate Steinle, Jocelyn Nungaray. These were all unarmed people when they were killed. How come we don't hear about them? How come there's no people talking about we need vigilantes in the street to protect these people? Right. But when Jordan Neely is killed and this wasn't what happened. But when the pictures are put out there and the narrative is floated out there that a white guy is responsible for it, then we have all these people sparking outrage and trying to drum up all this hatred and race baiting grift off of it. Like Joy Reid, like Jasmine Crockett, like Bowman. The only person who's been conspicuously absent from this entire situation has been Al Sharpton. And I think it's because he doesn't want to come under fire from how much money he got from Kamala Harris. Right. So that's where we're at. It's protect the narratives at all costs. It's obviously the right ruling. the case never should have been brought in the first place. And now apparently Daniel Penny's team is thinking of suing Alvin Bragg's office for malicious prosecution. So we'll see where that goes.
Yeah, you mentioned the Hawk Tua story, and you just mentioned Kamala there. I don't know if you saw this. I was actually driving last night to go do a donation with my wife, and we were listening to Zioli, and they played the clip of the Call Her Daddy podcast. Did you know that Kamala, speaking of money and being in debt, Kamala Harris spent $100,000 on that setup for that interview with like fake plywood and a fake broadcast set? And I mean, so she doesn't go on Joe Rogan, which would have cost her nothing. She dropped $100,000 to do a terrible interview and still lost.
Oh my God. Yeah, well, she dropped $100,000 to build a garbage set. She spent $2 million for Beyonce not to sing. You know, all this money on Oprah, all this money on all these other buses, and it's like, just imagine if that was running, and it is running the country now, but just imagine for 4 more years, that type of spending.
Yeah.
I mean, that just, if that doesn't show you that's a microcosm of what is wrong with Washington, D.C. as a whole, both sides of the aisle.
Yeah.
You spend, when you spend other people's money, you don't care how much money you're spending because it's not yours.
Right.
I mean, look at the people at the DNC that just got laid off. I don't like Democrats. I feel bad for some of these people.
Yeah.
They didn't think that helping Kamala Harris as an employee of the DNC was going to result in them getting laid off because she can't balance a checkbook. I mean, it's unbelievable, right? This is in any other situation, right? Like, for instance, if I couldn't pay the rent this month and I talk to the property here and say, hey, I don't have any money, I can't pay the rent, they're going to go, all right, leave. Like, that's it. You're out. Right. How come in our government, when we can't pay the rent, like we're spending more money than we make? It's like, oh, well, we'll just address it down the road. Like, no, stop kicking the can. Mm-hmm. This is what. And then, oh, well, let's fire up that printer. Well, that's not helping anybody. Right. So it's a microcosm of D.C. and this country as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
It's the OPM theory, right? It's other people's money. You don't care about the cost. You don't care about the quality because it's not for you and it's not yours. Who cares? Kamala Harris herself isn't $20 million in the hole. The Democrat Party is. She's going to go retire somewhere. She can go run for governor of California. She can go, you know, kick back somewhere else. Listen, Dougie Doritos. They took a trip to Hawaii. Who takes a trip to Hawaii? You're $20 million in debt. You're going on vacation?
She came back. She came back from Hawaii looking more exhausted, by the way.
How does that happen?
And I've been to Hawaii. Yeah. Most refreshing thing I've ever done.
Corinne Jean-Pierre said she had jet lag and a cold. So I guess that's probably all it was.
I'm not going to get beyond that.
You go $20 million in debt and then you go on vacation?
Yep.
Slap me in the face again. I mean, geez, it's unbelievable.
Yeah,
think of all those, like Sean was saying, all those DNC officials who were laid off.
Yeah.
And her and Doug are going to Hawaii.
That's right.
See, come on.
See y'all, suckers. Like,
you're $20 million in debt. You can't afford another bag of Doritos. How the hell are you going to Hawaii?
Later, losers.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Last one on a lighter note, but it's certainly a serious story. What is going on with the drones? You know, we've talked about this from every which way to Sunday. Is it Iran? Is it China? Is it UFOs? Is it our own government? Should we shoot it down? I mean, we've had people asking, can a governor do this? Is it federal airspace? What the hell? What's real? What's fake? Is that a plane? I saw the videos last night at LaGuardia and people were speculating that there was all sorts of stuff. Your thoughts on all of this, because it's certainly from your old stomping grounds from Jersey all the way up to New York.
Well, Nick, you're a sports guy, right? So you understand this, okay? Every time, what happens every time there's an injury in a football game? Everyone becomes a doctor, right?
Yep.
That's an ankle. That's an Achilles tendon. That's this. So now we have all of X is now aviation experts. Have you noticed that? They all know. Everybody knows about flying. Let me just say, I love flying. Like, I don't fly planes, but like flight simulator is a fun game, right? Mm-hmm. It's awesome. Landing's hard. Flying's easy. Landing's hard. But I've had a drone. I have been into drones for years.
Oh.
I mean, years. I was posting some pictures last night. I get some really cool pictures, right? I lived on Long Island, the sunsets by the bridges. We did some stuff in Tennessee last year. Like, I love drones. I've been flying drones for a long time, and nobody flies drones better than I do, by the way. It's like one of my favorite things to do. It's relaxing. I like VR goggles. It's like playing a video game. It's great. Okay. LaGuardia Airport. Last night, when that video went around, and I called this earlier in the day, I said, we're going to get pictures now. Every every light in the sky is going to be a drone, just like with some people, every cloud is a chemtrail. I mean, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Sure.
I mean, it's just like in the 2020 era, every cough was COVID, right? Like it's the same thing. It's the same. I'm not saying there's not a story. There is a story. There have been reports of drones over New Jersey as early as November 13th. I think something happened, but what we got yesterday, and I had friends of mine in New Jersey who were like, oh my gosh, they're everywhere. Yeah. Because people are flying their hobby drones, recording them with their phones and going, look what I saw tonight. That's what's happening. I posted a picture this morning of a photo I took of my friend's Wi-Fi router about 10 or 15 years ago. All right. I kid you not. It looks like a UFO.
I saw you post that. Yes, you're right.
Yeah. I actually 10 years ago took that. OK. And posted it in one of my old community groups back on Long Island. It was like, there's a UFO over the park today. And people flipped out and thought it was real. I didn't know it was going to go like that and go crazy. I was just pranking.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a class clown type guy. Hard to believe. I know. But it's like I posted that and said, if I didn't tell you it was a Wi-Fi router, what would you say? Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a drone, a drone, a drone, a drone, a drone, right? Not every light in the sky is a drone. Something's going on.
Yep.
And if you want me to, you know, if we want to theorize on what it is.
Yeah, what's your best guess? What do you think it is?
I think it is Iran, okay. Right? Mm-hmm. Because I read an article in the Post-Millennial yesterday. Now, I don't know if there's a mothership, like Jeff Van Drew said. Well, you have to call it a birthing person. You have to be politically correct. You can't be too crazy. Or Sarah McBride is going to get upset with you. But you have, no. So Trump wins on November 5th. Okay. On November 8th, Blinken and the Biden regime lifted $10 billion of sanctions against Iran. And on November 13th, drones started showing up, or November 18th, according to Forbes, drones started showing up over New Jersey. Is there correlation? Is there causality? Is this a cause and effect thing? Is there a relationship? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. All I know is the last time we lifted billions of dollars worth of sanctions against Iran, September 11th, 2023, not even a month later, October 7th, 2023, Hamas attacked Israel, Hezbollah attacked Israel, the Houthis started shooting at ships and things over the sea out there. So, you know, it's not implausible to think that this is a foreign adversary. But now that it's a national thing, you know, it's like a trend and it's a who saw the drones today, right, type of deal. So now we do have to kind of weed through and weed out the fake from the real. But I say this, I have a great plan, right? You ready for this plan?
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
very simple. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's very simple.
Yeah.
You're in New Jersey.
Yeah.
There's a guy who used to be your governor.
No.
He's a fat slob, no. Okay?
Sloppy Chris Christie.
We have seen him before, and I've seen this happen on a number of occasions, okay? He was on stage. Somebody threw a tomato. It got stuck in his orbit.
Oh,
you could deploy Chris Christie in New Jersey and catch all the drones in his orbit, right? It could be like he has a tractor beam. You could fill him up with helium, okay? And he could eat the drones if he wants. And he would be very happy about it. Problem solved. And you don't even have to bring in any more talent. As my good friend Obi-Wan Kenobi said, I called him Ben, by the way. That's no moon. It's a space station. Believe me.
We can confirm it's not Randy Quaid from Independence Day. That much has been verified.
No.
All right. 855-839-1210. Sean, you good to stick around for a couple of minutes on the Big Three?
Heck yeah. Let's go.
All right. Sean will stick around with us. Dawn's Big Three on the other side. Then we'll let Sean begin his weekend, and we'll get to today in music history. But first, a word from our friends at DuckDuckGo, because that 30-day free trial, it is coming to a close in a matter of days, and right now you can still take advantage of it. If you want to take advantage of the 3-in-1 Privacy Pro subscription service, absolutely free for 30 days, and then after that, just $9.99 per month. Go to duckduckgo.com/1210. It's your personal information. Look, we're giving you the opportunity for free, risk-free, really, right? And when I signed up 8 weeks ago, I had 52 different documents of my personal information that I don't even like my wife having, much less strangers on the internet. And in 8 weeks, they have removed 41 of the 52 records. It's just dangerously sitting out there. Social security number, bank cards, you name it. Ooh, it wouldn't surprise me if there was DNA out there at this point. You can remove all of the records and watch as it goes. And with it, of course, you get the VPN. You get the identity theft restoration. But the personal information removal is paramount. Check it out today for free. We were doing 7 days for free. Now we're giving you the entire month, 30-day free trial. But that offer ends in a matter of days. DuckDuckGo.com/1210. Do it today.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
I am the greatest songwriter the world has ever seen. You look at Bob Dylan. Yeah. I called him Bobby.
Sir! Sir!
All right. He said, sir. I talked to Tom Petty. He said, sir, what should I say? I said, I will not back down. I won't back down. And then I said, Tom, I called him Tommy. Yeah, I said, here's one for Kamala Harris. It's called Free Falling.
Oh, no. That's a tremendous one. All right.
Then I got to say, when you drop the sir, when you're doing the trumpet, I literally turn my microphone off and I hit the talk back to Stocker. And I'm like, that damn sir gets me every effing time.
Well, that's why I do it, because I know it makes you laugh. So the thing is, like, this is how I was when I was in high school. If I knew I could make my teacher laugh or whatnot, I would do it. Just to make them do it. So it's, you know,
me and you were kindred
because of the Abdul,
Me and you were kindred spirits in high school, dude.
You and me.
Thank you, Dawn.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, okay.
While we're at it.
Wow.
Come on, Stenzel, while you're at it and you're feeling it and you're on one right now, let's get to a big three.
It's the big three and nine on Kale and Company.
Big three at nine. I got to get to this local story. I don't know if this is true, but I'm going to report it, that there is a local brewery that
it was
is,
not me.
No. Is says that maybe their delivery drones, their delivery system with drones that they've been testing out, is this possible that that's what people are seeing?
Wow.
So
I can have booze droned into my house?
So here's
that's
the thing.
Amazing.
This could be a brilliant attempt by Taylor House Brewing Company in Jersey to, you know, get a ton of free advertisement.
Yeah.
Either way you look at it, though, they are getting the advertisement because this has gone viral.
Wow.
And just so you know, if you do see a drone flying around in Bluebell with like a Tito's bottle hanging out of it, it's coming to my porch.
So this brewery is saying they're testing drones to do a delivery service, and that it could be them.
Wow.
And it could be their drones.
Yes. And there are reports now that, in fact, that these mysterious New Jersey drone swarms have been revealed to be Taylor House Brewing Company's secret beer delivery system, and that officials in New Jersey confirm that some of the mysterious drone swarm spotted hovering over the Garden State Parkway was in fact the test run for Taylor House Brewing Company's innovative drone beer delivery system.
Sean, now Nashville's a very innovative market and city. I mean, have they added that to their repertoire with drone deliveries? Is that a thing down where you're at?
I'm not sure, but I know that a lot of people in Tennessee would just shoot them. So,
Well, what's that?
Here's the thing too. Like, we gotta stop that. See, it's fun to talk about, but then there are people who are like, well, you gotta shoot the drones down. Like, some of the things that people are reporting as drones are actually planes. Don't shoot at planes, please. And you would think that wouldn't have to be said.
Yeah.
Right? But we also have to say Luigi Mangione's not a hero.
Right. So, it's a good point.
And a reminder, if that bullet goes up in the air and doesn't hit something, that bullet has to come back down.
Right? Exactly. It's not going to be nice if it hits somebody. Now, the other thing is, flying, everyone's like, these are definitely drones. Okay. But that's not illegal.
Yeah.
Like, you can recreationally fly a drone under 400 feet. And once you get to nighttime, there's got to be lights and there are different compliance rules. But like these drones that some folks are seeing at night that are FAA compliant. So you mean to tell me somebody's running a clandestine operation compliant with the FAA? No, I'm serious. We have to. I'm not saying there's not a story. I think there's something. But like when we start seeing people posting clips about drones hovering around LaGuardia Airport, I can tell you for a fact, I got back from a wedding last month. My wife and I were coming back. They shut down our terminal in LaGuardia for a bomb threat that wasn't a bomb, right? It was one of these bomb scare things. Like there was a suspicious package. It was shut down for 2 hours. If there was anything, if there was a balloon near the airspace in, and I'm not talking about Chris Christie, I'm talking about a real balloon, right? If there was like a birthday party balloon near LaGuardia, they would shut down the airspace. There are no big SUV drones near the airport, okay? I'm not saying that stuff wasn't seen in Jersey, offshore, or whatnot, or that there's not something going on, but not everything in the sky is something. That's my point.
There you go.
Well, there, and we are sponsored in our big three. We are sponsored by Springdance Hot Tubs.
Yeah.
But there are multiple breweries in North Jersey, South Jersey. They are saying they've been testing out their drone systems, welcoming people to go ahead and join them in. They've put out this on social media.
Can you imagine the great national nightmare of the drones and its beer stores testing out their drones?
Yep. Sounds like an endorsement opportunity from sales.
I was just going to say that.
I'm ready to test every product.
Kale and Company drone.
Yes. Well, I was thinking about the breweries, not so much the drones.
Right. Nice. Who knew? I never knew that breweries were allowed to deliver beer.
How does that work, by the way?
Well, I mean, I don't understand why they wouldn't be. I mean, DoorDash and Uber are now doing alcohol deliveries.
Yeah, but you have to confirm the age. So how would you do that with a drone?
You have to ask Sean. Sean's been doing drones for 20 years.
Well, here's the other problem, right? Yeah. Okay, what if we're going to start dropping packages off with drones? Mm-hmm. Like, eventually one of these drones are going to fail.
Yeah.
And it's going to fall. And it's going to hurt.
Yeah,
right. And can you get drone drop insurance?
Oh, there's a whole industry that's going to be budding from this.
Oh, yeah.
Dawn, do you think that the drones maybe stole the tuna?
You know what? This is a twofer. It's Friday the 13th. Anything could happen. Yeah. So
you're right about that.
Friday the 13th. But no, we still don't have the word on the tuna theft. We in Philadelphia. Tuna.
History Channel's already calling it aliens, so definitely, you know.
So that's going on. Well, we have calls for investigations, demands for the investigation. So we're still trying to find that, as many lawmakers are saying these mysterious drones should be shot down. We still have that one going on. And this is bipartisan, I must tell you. But even Dick Blumenthal of Connecticut. Uh-oh.
Yeah, old Dick.
Old Richard, yeah.
Dick says, shoot her down.
Yep.
Blumenthal, was he the stolen, didn't he lie about his service?
That
Blumenthal, right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's the guy.
Another scumbag.
We got to pay Farish to fly drones into political officials we disagree with, fly on their property and give them a megaphone. Can you imagine, Sean?
Well,
can you imagine being on a porch and you look up and there's a drone and you hear Sean Farish's voice? Sir!
Well, here's a fun story. So we actually, when we were running a grassroots organization on Long Island, we got a plane to fly over the Montauk Lighthouse that said Trump won with the banner.
Yeah.
You know, we raised money and we got it. We also, speaking of megaphones outside of people's houses, about 500 of us or so visited Hillary Clinton's house.
I remember you telling that story. Yeah.
Yeah, we did that. And Chelsea was upset and I had my megaphone and I was, Hillary, come on out. We have to talk. Okay. you know, there was nobody knew about it until Chelsea Clinton tweeted. And then I was like, thank you, Chelsea.
That is such an amazing story that you got you got under the ire of Chelsea Clinton. It's amazing.
And by the way, I'm still alive.
So we do have the latest with we have a scramble by prosecutors at the Manhattan DA's office. They are presenting as we speak the evidence to a grand jury as they work to secure the indictment against Luigi Mangione for the killing of CEO Brian Thompson. So the DA's office declining to comment. There's secrecy, as you know, surrounding grand jury matters, but that indictment, obviously, to strengthen the case for the extradition. They're trying to get him out of Pennsylvania here and then get him to Manhattan.
Yeah. Securing the indictment. Well, it's more difficult to secure the indictment of Luigi Mangione than it is Donald Trump.
That's unbelievable.
That's unreal.
That's crazy.
It's unbelievable.
So our big three. And by the way, a great Shop with a Cop Parkland School District event as school district kids were treated to a nice little shopping spree. So we talk about Police Athletic League. This one was Parkland School District in the Lehigh Valley.
Ah, yeah, my sister's children are in that school district.
It's the most wealthy school district in the Lehigh Valley.
Yeah.
Well, they got to eat lunch with Santa.
Nice.
I don't know if President-elect Trump was singing his song to them or not, but it was a lovely, you know, event with the police officers, the children. Nothing went wrong, thank goodness. And it was, I'm trying to bring forth some nice
good news.
Some good,
you.
little bit of good news.
Yeah.
And I know that that's Nick talks so that you are familiar with the Parkland School District in the Lehigh Valley.
The kids in the Parkland School District are not eating Lunchables.
they have private chefs there.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
Lunchables are better. I'm just going to put that out there.
I can see Sean being he loves the nacho cheese Lunchable. There's no doubt.
No. The best Lunchable that ever, that was a good one, but the best one that ever came out was the Chicago deep dish pizza.
What?
There was one where there was like a deep dish little pizza thing and they gave you so much sauce. Oh.
Speaking of Chicago, how about Tom Homan coming out and saying, your mayor sucks, your governor sucks?
He roasted
the whole state of Illinois.
He roasted everybody. He said the same thing to San Diego, and he's even got like Eric Adams pretending to be a conservative because he wants to stay out of jail.
Yep.
You know, so it's I can't stand Adams, but I love Tom Homan. He was just here in Tennessee. He's great. He's amazing.
Well, you know what else is amazing? Spring Dance Hot Tubs.
Yeah, it is.
It is the 12 days of savings at Spring Dance Hot Tub from December of right now through today, through the 24th, through Christmas Eve. You get up to $5,000 off hot tubs at Spring Dance, up to $2,500 off saunas, and 20% off water care for the first 20 customers if you sign up for their new auto shipping program only at Spring Dance Hot Tubs. Visit springdancehottubs.com. You know I love my Spring Dance Hot Tub. Spring Dance Hot Tubs, thank you for sponsoring Big Three.
By the way, if you're happy with all of the changes and everything that have happened here at 1210 WPHT and everything that we've done over the last year or two, maybe get your favorite brand manager a spa or a sauna from Spring Dance Hot Tub.
It all chip
just,
in.
Man, just
where are you? Hello.
By the way, can I play this real fast?
Sure.
Phil, this is Cut 22. I want to play this for all of you.
Okay.
This allegedly happened, and I have to say allegedly because it's on X, so I don't know how true it is. At Shelley's Ice Cream in Pleasantville, New Jersey.
Oh, this is so gross.
Okay, roll the video, guys, and Nick, if you want to describe it.
Silver cups where they make the ice cream.
Maybe the president of the United States has some thoughts on maybe ice cream machines working.
I fixed
all of them, right? Right before Luigi came in, I fixed the ice cream machine. He was there, and then he walked in, and he said, it's a Luigi, right? I said, get this guy the hell out of it. Look at those eyebrows. You have to be crazy to walk out of the house with those eyebrows. It's incredible.
Imagine if he had shaved his head and trimmed his eyebrows. Mm-hmm. Would he have been caught? At the McDonald's?
It's a good point.
That's why I think he wanted to be caught.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, I think there's more to that. This guy's smart.
Yeah.
And people say, oh, he went to an Ivy League. He did this. I said, well, but what? That's all of a sudden the qualification that you could do no wrong. Have you seen Columbia University?
Lately. A lot of dummies.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, come on now.
Yeah.
Right? Sociopath is what I think we have here.
Yep.
That's what I think.
Speaking of dummies, how dumb do you have to be to film yourself spitting into somebody's peanut butter cup sundae?
Gross. Disgusting.
Oh, my God.
That's why I hate getting food out.
We talk about elevating charges or dropping charges. We know Alvin Bragg takes 60% of felonies and drops them to misdemeanors.
Yeah.
If that's a misdemeanor, and I don't know if spitting on somebody's food is a criminal penalty, I would elevate them moving forward to felonies.
I would
punishable by death.
Death penalty.
Yes.
Oh, God, disgusting.
Exactly. So,
I don't know how true that is, but Pleasantville, New Jersey, if you're buying ice cream, watch out.
Yeah, disgusting. All right, Sean Farris, go start your weekend, pal. Thank you, buddy.
He's going to be on a lot.
You got it. I'll see you next week.
He's going to be on a lot next week.
So all right, we'll talk next week, buddy. Yep. There he is, Sean Farris, live from Nashville. We'll come back and go from Farris to Today in Music History with Phil. It's a Farris to Phil transition.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's the only transitions I'm actually approving of on this show, and we'll do it when we come back.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
Phil Almquist with Today in Music History.
What happened on this day in music history? Music history on Kale and Company.
Today, December 13th, we celebrate the birthdays of Amy Lee from Evanescence, who's now 43. Tom DeLonge from Blink-182, who's 49, Ted Nugent, who's 76, and Taylor Swift, who's now 35. Heavenly birthday shout-out to Tom Verlaine from Television and Pat Torpey from Mr. Big. Singles include Stray Cats Strut by the Stray Cats in 82. Albums include the EP Beyond Magnetic by Metallica in 2011, The Distance by Bob Seger in 82, Undercover by Motorhead in Japan in 2017, and Horses by Patti Smith in 75. Also, 2000, it was announced the UK Rock Weekly Melody Maker would shut down. In 86, Bruce Hornsby and the Range would top the singles chart with The Way It Is. In 66, Jimi Hendrix made his TV debut. In 62, Elvis was atop the UK singles chart with Return to Sender. In 2012, Carole King won the Library of Congress Gershwin Prize for Lifetime Achievement. In 97, Hanson play Imbop on SNL and take part in a skit where they are held hostage and forced to listen to the song until they snap. Yeah. In 69, Diana Ross took the Latino Casino in Philly to court for $27,500 after her two pet dogs died after eating cyanide tablets left by an exterminator in her dressing room. And just to complete the WPHT Music Trigger trifecta, beat Elvis, Taylor, and Bruce Springsteen, Springsteen performed at Boston Garden on this day in 1992. But lastly, on this day in 85, Phil Collins plays a drug dealer on Miami Vice in the episode Phil the Shill. For Kale and Company, I'm Phil Almquist.
And there's Phil the Shill Almquist right there. Nice work as we get to our McCausland Locks of the Week. Brought to you by McCausland Lock and Alarm. Business owners count on McCausland Lock and Alarm to secure and control access to their facilities. You can always rely on and depend on Tom McCausland's wealth of experience. McCausland Lock and Alarm, securing your business, securing your future, as we secure your financial future with picks right now that you should actually never wager on because we're not financial experts. But we might be sports gambling experts. Army Navy, America's game.
Yeah.
That's right. You have to choose a side, Army or Navy. Army, the number 19 team in the country. They are 11-1. If they were undefeated, they would be in the college football playoff. But they are not. But they will still win this game. They are 6.5-point favorites over Navy. By the way, best Army-Navy game in a long time. Army 11-1, Navy's 8-3. I'll take Army as a 6.5-point favorite to cover. I also like the over of 39.5 points. There will be points scored in America's game at 3 o'clock tomorrow. And now we get to our Eagles-Steelers McCausland Lock of the Week. All right. Eagles are a 5 or 5.5 point favorite, depending on where you look. The over-under is 43. I will take the Eagles to win, the Eagles to cover, and the under. Low-scoring game, 22 for the Eagles, the Steelers 16. By the way, 80% are on Pittsburgh.
Wow.
80%.
Interesting.
So I'll take the Eagles and the under. Greg Stocker, your pick?
Actually, I'm going to defer to Dawn Stensland.
All right, you're going to punt, play field position, Dawn?
So what did you say? You said Eagles lose?
No, Eagles win 22-16 birds.
But 80%, but 80% of people are on Pittsburgh.
Public loves Pittsburgh.
So I am going to go, well, this is our big matchup in the Commonwealth. It's interesting because Pittsburgh, they can clinch the AFC North. Philly can secure the NFC East.
She's getting
so
some arrows, too.
This is going to be tough.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of grit. Yeah.
Grit.
23-17.
I will go 28-19 Philadelphia, the Eagles.
Okay.
Philip?
27-23 birds. What time is this game? Anyway.
425 on Fox or Fubo.
All right, so I'll be watching for a really bad football in Jacksonville, and then I'll get to turn the off at the Eagle game.
Bills, Lions, Eagles, Steelers. This guy's watching the Jets.
No, God. It's unbelievable.
Unbelievable. All right, Dawn Show top of the hour, which is like 2.5 minutes from now, but we still find out what she has lined up.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a lot of, speaking of football games, there's something special happening with WHO DJT, WHO President Trump President-elect Trump and his future Veep will be taking to the Army-Navy game. We'll have that one for you.
Muster.
And we have other breaking news and follow-ups in the Luigi case and so much other Trump news today. Coming up at 10:15, though, Phil Almquist, this one's for you.
Uh-oh.
Lonnie Jordan, legendary rock group War, and Jerry Goldstein will join me live.
Oh.
We're going to talk about their new holiday single. You're going to love it.
Wow.
And catch up with our friends at War.
Absolutely nothing.
So DeSantis will be doing
muster.
And Don will be doing ketchup. There you go. Everybody have a great rest of your Friday. Enjoy your weekend. We're back Monday morning at 6. Dawn is next. Until then,
good night, everybody.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.